Everybody, Greg Rempe, host of the Barbecue Central Show, here to talk about my good friends from D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. D-Dog's has been a proud sponsor of Barbecue Central here for some time now. And now they are also an award-winning dry rub manufacturer. That's right, D-Dog's Barbecue Original Rub took a first place, and their Maple Rub took a second place in the Cook-Off Dry Seasoning slash Rub category, the America's Best Professional Food Competition. Does that intrigue you? Do you want more information on how you can get D-Dog's Barbecue Rub? Then hit them up at www.ddogsbbq.com. That's ddogsbbq.com. And while you're there, pick up their award-winning rubs and check out their apple and peach rub, too. Once again, that website is www.ddogsbbq.com. D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. It's better than ketchup.
This is Chris Payne from Euclid, Ohio, and you are listening to Barbecue Central.
Welcome to Barbecue Central, the show where we talk about all things important to the world of barbecue. From big-named interviews to advice on cooking brisket and ribs, you'll find it all right here inside Barbecue Central. If you're interested in learning more about barbecue, feel free to visit our website at www.bbq-4-the-letter-u.com. Get connected to the best barbecue forum on the internet. And now, here's your program host, Greg Rempe.
Thank you, Jim Morgan, and welcome to Barbecue Central, the show where we talk about all things important to the world of barbecue. Wherever you are across the globe, I certainly appreciate you taking time out to join me today. And today we're going to be taking backup with President of the Florida Barbecue Association, Kevin Bevington. See how the Team of the Year standings are coming along, who's having a good year, maybe who isn't, what other things are going on inside the FBA today. Kevin, welcome back to Barbecue Central.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
First off, who is atop the leaderboard of Team of the Year?
Right now, it's a team called homebarbecue.com.
Who are they?
Stay that way. Yeah, I don't know. Is that some new team that came along? But no, we're not. It's close right now. There's four teams that really are in this thing right now, and with the contests that we have left, I mean, it could really get interesting by the end of this year.
Kind of on that same vein, how many more competitions are there before the year closes out?
We have 7 sanctioned events that'll finish out this year. So, like I said, it's a 4-team race right now. It's anybody's game. I'm fortunate enough to be on top for the moment, anyway.
Who's nipping at your heels right now?
Well, Smoke and Cracker Barbecue Team is second, but Big Daddy Q is coming up quick, right behind him. So, and then Swamp Boys isn't far behind either. So, and if Jack's Old South decides to get active at the end of the year, they could even make things interesting. So, I think this is probably the tightest race we've had since 2002.
If you were to capture yet another Team of the Year, do you think this one, because of the competition that you're experiencing now, would maybe be a little bit sweeter than the other ones in the past?
Well, I mean, they all have been that way, obviously. I mean, but certainly, I mean, it's the talent levels come up even more. You know, there's guys that are teams, I should say, that are jumping into the picture now that aren't quite into that, you know, up where the top 4 or 5 teams are right now. That next year, you know, they'll be the ones that'll really be battling for the top spots. So, I would have to say that. I mean, it's been really tough this year. There's some great talent this year. There's been some great contests too. It would definitely be sweet if we could pull off a 5th in a row. That's for sure.
Are there any other events you'd care to promote in particular right now, or anything that's involved with the FBA?
I would like to say that definitely I'd like to mention the events we've got coming up. We've got two great events coming up in September, besides the FBA Fun Cook at the beginning of September on Labor Day weekend. But we have Tallahassee coming up in mid-September. That one should be a real nice contest in Tallahassee, Florida. That one is September 21st and 22nd. And then we have Grant, Florida, Q-Fest in Grant, Florida. And those of you that may be familiar with this contest, it's a great event, and definitely plan to put this one on your schedule for September 28th and 29th. And also, the week after that, I might as well mention that, is the Coweta Up and Smoke cook-off up in Noonan, Georgia. That one should be a huge event. As we've been having some huge events in Georgia, that one should be right along with them. So we've got a busy fall season coming up with some great contests. I want to thank the Florida Barbecue Association reps. They've been doing a fantastic job this year. You know, we've got Tony, Chuck, Donna, Ida, Leon, Cheryl. We've got Ed. We've got Gene. I hope I'm not leaving anybody out, but I just want to thank every one of them for the job they're doing this year. Fantastic. Our contests have been the best run that I've seen since I've been a part of in the Florida Barbecue Association. I want to thank Ricky Ginsburg for the job he's doing on the website. He's always done that. He's done a great job in keeping that website updated. I mean, usually minutes or within an hour or two after the contest is over with, we have who won the contest and all the places up on the website and posted everywhere. I want to thank him for that too. And I want to thank all the board members for the dedication they've shown this year. We've had a great year, and I appreciate that.
So getting more into the particulars and the inside of the FBA, the 2008 nominations have just closed up for the upcoming election seats, and how did that process end up for you guys?
Well, I mean, we have two running for president. It looks like the remaining board members, most of it should pretty much be intact. I mean, we do have four running for three board spots, but right now looks like a race in the president spot.
Of the two, you are one. Can you share with us who the other nominee is?
Yeah, the other nominee is Joby Staniland, which is the previous president of the Florida Barbecue Association.
Do you feel that his running against you or opposing you means that he might be unhappy with the way the FBA has been kind of heading in the last 12 months?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I have to think that there may be something there in regards to that, but I haven't heard specifically. But, he's thrown his hat in the ring, and, you know, that's fine. He wants to get back in there again. I want to continue with what we've been doing in the FBA in 2007.
Do you think that he is maybe being a kind of a mouthpiece for some of the a portion of the FBA members at this point?
I hope not. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, the feedback I've been getting from the members has been real positive. I mean, we've opened things up quite a bit and gotten our members involved, quite a bit more than they would have been in the past. So I hope not. I hope that isn't our members or a portion of members kind of speaking their way to get him back in. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, that's a bridge we're going to have to cross here over the course of the next 5-6 weeks.
Well, since you are running for re-election, we'll kind of open the floor up to you, Kevin, and let you talk about, for the FBA members that are out there listening right now, what do you feel are your strengths, or why do you feel you should be re-elected as FBA president?
Well, I think I went into this year with a goal to really open things up in terms of how the FBA operates. The FBA previous to this year did not have monthly board meetings. Business was conducted pretty much day to day via email, and there was two board meetings a year, which happened at FBA functions, and there was really no information about how the FBA board operated or what was accomplished given to the members, and so. I set out in the beginning to put a structure in place in terms of monthly board meetings to get to the point where members can get items on the agenda of those board meetings. They could actually listen to those board meetings. It's all via conference call, and and also they have a chance to see the minutes posted on the website, you know, from those board meetings. So, I mean, that was a goal of mine, you know, going into the last election and getting this accomplished this year, and that we've done. You know, we started that from day one of 2007, and I think that was a major step. I mean, not only in getting things out in front, but also having those monthly board meetings. I think that's really helped in terms of trying to get some things accomplished. I mean, the second thing was to get a committee structure in place, and by doing that and putting board members as far as chairs on those committees, and allowing them to operate their committees, and has really, you know, really helped get some things accomplished. You know, we've had some, you know, big successes in terms of the you know, the membership committee and the contest committee, and you know, we've had a lot of get accomplished in the rules committee as well, and you know, and it's been as far as I know, it's been real positive this year. I mean, the feedback I've been getting from members has been very positive. They like the fact that they can follow what's happening in terms of minutes, and they don't feel that anything's being hidden from them.
Was that something that had been mentioned in the past, that the access wasn't there and they wanted to know what was actually going on during these processes?
Sure. I mean, it's always been something that's been brought forth, you know, by the membership, you know, and louder by some and not quite as much from others, but, you know, but it's always positive when you can, you know, take an organization like this and take it from behind closed doors and open those doors up and allow the membership to see how you operate and what you do.
Were any of these committees in place before you had kind of taken over reins of the FBA, or this is all your kind of brainchild and seeing it come to fruition at this point?
Well, I don't know about brainchild, but I mean, in terms of, you know, there, you know, as far as getting the committees in place, it wasn't there before. It wasn't there prior to this year. Obviously these things, you know, were getting done to some extent, but there was nobody focusing in those areas. You know, that's happened this year, and that was a goal of mine. It was a goal of the person I was running against last year to put that kind of structure in place as well. You know, so it was something that needed to happen, and we made it happen. And, you know, because of that structure being in place now, there's been a lot of good things getting accomplished.
Terms in FBA, you have to go year to year to get reelected.
That's correct.
At least to me, it would be hard for you to have, you know, to get everything you want put in place done within that 12-month period. Where do you, or what would you want to focus on if you were reelected for 2008? What would be your focuses at that point?
Well, you know, the next step, you know, was growth, and it was to, you know, really focus on that growth. You know, one thing we obviously need to do is map out that plan of growth and make sure that, you know, we're set ourselves to be able to manage it correctly. You know, but that was the next step. And that was really focused more into, you know, public relations and marketing, really trying to, you know, get some good media going in the areas that we have contests. I mean, really would help make our contest stronger as well as the organization. Also wanted to have a bigger presence in Georgia and Alabama. We've picked up a lot of support in those states, a lot of members in those states, a lot of judges and cook teams. We want to have more events there, so they, you know, they have more opportunity to cook and to judge in where they live. It's we've had great excitement coming out of those two states, and we want to continue that. Yeah, that's really, you know, kind of on the primary focus. I would say that was really, that's kind of, you know, pretty much even still on the focus in terms of the rest of this year. You know, like I said, we got this, the initial structure in place, the, you know, the meetings going monthly, the minutes getting posted on the website. That was pretty much, you know, the next step this year. I mean, and there's been a lot of work by Tony Holbrook in terms of, you know, getting things consistent in terms of, you know, the way the FBA image has come across. I mean, in terms of logo, that kind of thing from a marketing standpoint. And she's been working hard on a media kit, and we should have that available here as well too. So she's done a lot of work on the marketing end, you know, to get us ready for this kind of second phase, which is what we need to get into.
Since you're kind of the driving force that have gotten these structures in place, do you feel if someone different were elected that they would perhaps not use this format? Or maybe in other words, do you feel that if you were not allowed to continue as president, that the FBA might end up taking steps backward versus moving ahead and emerging, you know, as a force in that barbecue community / sanctioning body that's sweeping the country?
Well, I would have to. I mean, it's certainly a fear. I mean, it's something that, you know, I mean, I would have to think that there's a risk of what has been accomplished in terms of that that structure of rolling back to the way it used to be. I mean, just point blank. I mean, that's the person I'm running against, and I think we need to make sure we don't go back to that. I mean, we've gotten to the point where you know, where we have what the FBA does out in front of our membership, which is where it needs to be. It's where it needs to stay. And I mean, that would be my biggest fear. I mean, the FBA did operate and work fine and grew, and not nearly as substantially as what we've seen this year. But, you know, there were certainly not that problem previously, you know, to this year. I mean, if there were problems, it was, you know, that renewals weren't there. It was that perception that that the FBA may have had something to hide, you know, from the way they previously operated, and that was just because it was all done behind closed doors, and I would be afraid that it quite possibly would go back to that.
I certainly don't know the inner workings of the Florida Barbecue Association, but just from kind of hearing the passion in your voice, am I wrong to assume that this is kind of, you're viewing this as kind of a crossroads in where the FBA might go or where it could go if it's not, if you're not reelected?
Well, I mean, I hate to say that. I hate to, you know, to sound that way. I mean, but, you know, we've made some major steps this year. And I think if things go back to the way they were, that there's a lot of risk involved in that. You know, it's, if that happens, I mean, you could see, you know, a lot of the positive, you know, things in terms of growth. I mean, we've had a huge growth in membership this year, and renewals, you know, are far better than they were, you know, the last several years. So, yeah, I think you could definitely see, you know, that go backwards. Just from the standpoint of not being able to, you know, to see the FBA and how they operate, and it's just you know, without that kind of structure in place, you know, you just, it's hard to grow. I mean, you spend all your time, you know, I was, you know, without, I mean, because I mean, right now, let's face it. I mean, with the committees in place and the board members focusing in certain areas, you know, that's delegated responsibility out to the board members, which is necessary. And that's not me running things. It's, I mean, in terms of their committees, I mean, they run their committees and they're responsible for those results and they're generating them. I mean, that's not me doing those things. That's the board members. But it's opened up and giving them, the opportunity to do those things and allowing me to help them focus in their areas to get those things accomplished.
Is there anything else that you would like to put out there for the FBA membership to take into account before they get ready to cast votes?
Well, I think that they need to consider carefully where, you know, where they would like to see the FBA go. And, you know, we've had a lot of new members come on, and I want to thank them but for joining this year and supporting the FBA in 2007. And I want to thank those those members that have renewed and shown that they have faith in what we're doing. And I really think they just need to consider carefully. First and foremost, we need them to vote. We need them to, you know, come out and show their support and vote for the Florida Barbecue Association and determine where this organization goes. I mean, in the past, it's been a small portion of the membership that has voted, and we'd like to see the entire membership, if possible, if not a very large portion of it, come out and vote and choose carefully how they want this organization to run and who they would like to be in leadership.
Kevin Bevington is the current president of the Florida Barbecue Association, running for re-election in 2008. He's also at top of the Team of the Year leaderboard for Florida Barbecue Competitions at homebbq.com. Kevin, appreciate you coming on today and talking about the elections upcoming and about what's happening there in the competition side of things as well. And good luck to you in the future.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me back, Greg. I appreciate it.
Take care, Kevin.
All right. You too, Greg.
Thanks again to Kevin Bevington for taking time out to talk to me this afternoon. If you're interested in learning more about him on the competition side, you can look at his website at homebbq.com. If you're more interested in learning more about the Florida Barbecue Association, you can go over there, www.flbbq.org. That's .org. Did you enjoy this podcast? Well, why not come over to Barbecue Central? You can find us at www.thebbqcentral.com. We'd love to have you join the fun and camaraderie. Stay tuned for the D-Dogs Rub Spot on the Backside Jones. For Barbecue Central, this is your host, Greg Rempe, saying so long, everybody.
D-Dog's award-winning barbecue rubs put the perfect balance of spicy and sweet on your ribs, chicken, all beef and pork, and more. Whether it's slow-cooked barbecue or grilled steaks and burgers or soups, vegetables, or anything else from your kitchen, D-Dog's award-winning rubs make good food great. Four flavors: original, maple, apple, and peach, each made from the freshest all-natural ingredients. Order yours today at www.ddogsbbq.com. That's DDOGSBBQ.com. D-Dogs Barbecue Rubs. It's better than ketchup.